Great. So the recording started. Welcome, everyone. Excuse me. I'm Mark Howard, and this is our teleseminar. And again, for people who are new joining us, the way this works is that I'm going to share for a little while on the topic, share with you some of the realizations I've been having this month that led to this topic. And then I would love to hear from you. That was part of my creating the teleseminars is that we could see it as just a group of us, a community of us coming together and sharing with one another. So that's the second half of our teleseminar would be to invite you to share any understanding you're having of the principles or anything that, you know, you're realizing from today's talk or any questions. So welcome to our new people and to all of you. You know, I didn't mean to leave out the people that come regularly. You're welcome, too. Just before we start with the topic, I just want to encourage everyone to take advantage of the videos now and audios that are available by Sydney Banks. That's really what the teleseminars are based on, my understanding of Sydney Banks' teachings. And there's a lot available now out on the internet and YouTube. In fact, two of his 3-day seminars are available to the public. And then there's sydneybanks.com, I believe, a website. But so I would encourage all of you to listen as often as you can to Sydney Banks. So he's the foundation from which the teleseminars have been developed. So what about today? I'm talking about life answers lie within beautiful feelings. Well, I wanted to speak to that with all of you today because I've been, as I've shared, listened to Sydney Banks, and there's been some ways he's been sharing about our essence that has really been profound for me. It really meant it became more meaningful for me. The first thing that he shared that I heard differently was he's talking to general you. You don't really know who you are. You're much nicer, really beautiful, far better, really nice. Now, if you get the feeling of that, that's where it felt profound for me. That we are all an energy much more than we can imagine. Really, we're an energy more beautiful than we can imagine. So, in essence, you know, from the habits of thinking we grew up learning and continuing to think about ourselves, we limit our really making use or being able to connect with this beautiful true self. The other thing he shared was something I just heard that you know, you really have to just hear the feeling behind it. But he was talking about what we truly are, and he said, you have to see that you're precious, precious, like that you're important. Now, he didn't mean important like personal importance. try to hear that deeper, that we're precious. Excuse me, we're important. I'm sorry I'm making all these noises. I don't know what's coming on. Excuse me for that. But the reason he seemed to have shared important is that if you really know you are important, it really puts to rest that you have to keep proving yourself to yourself. If you really see you're just precious and valuable and important, then it quiets our thinking about ourselves as less than, getting ourselves insecure about how we look or how much work we're doing compared to our friends or things like that. You just relax about who you are because you're, in a way, okay. You know, you're far better than you can come up with. So I wanted us to look there as we talk to one another today, talk with one another, just to reflect on that. That those two statements, honestly, you could understand them deeper the rest of your life, you know? You could really touch another level of really knowing you're precious. You're much nicer than you think you are. So, you know, so we're just taking our first step on the teleseminar to look in this direction. But the other helpful thing here in terms of why I want us to talk in this direction, start to open up and look at the beautiful feelings we truly are, is also on what I've been listening to from Sid, is that he's become, well, at least my listening of it, practical. There are some statements he's made on some of these audios or some of the seminars he's presented in his early days. And he just says, you have to stop thinking negative. You just have to look away from your negative thinking to these beautiful feelings. And that also was profound for me. And I have been looking at that I really can look to beautiful feelings. I could look away from negative thoughts that I'm having, or being in a low mood, or being bothered. I could look away from that to these beautiful feelings. And let me tell you, it takes practice, you know, but you can do it. But it's just a nice guidance. You know, when I hear it from Sid, I have ultimate trust and faith in that he's pointing me to some truth that would move me to live the life I'm meant to live here on earth, one of happiness and well-being. So I look at that. I look at his direction to look away from your negative thoughts to beautiful feelings. And again, as I've shared before, in my work with people through the years and my serving them, particularly when I worked clinically with couples, you know, they in the midst of their being bothered by one another and talking about it or dropping into their bother with each other in my presence in my office, there would be moments when beautiful feelings would occur to them. And they would hold hands, or they would say something nice to each other, or they would thank each other. That would surface. But then they would ignore it. It looked like they ignored it, and they would go back to bringing up what they thought was important to look at, you know, about each other. Part of the work for me with these couples is to help them begin to slow that down and to begin to notice the arrival of these beautiful feelings in the form of tenderness, in the form of gratitude, in the form of generosity, you see, to slow down and appreciate these beautiful feelings have come to us once again. And like all of us, they're there. There's nothing to go get. They're already here. Right now with all of us, they're here in all of us right now. We just have to think we don't embrace them because we're thinking. We're thinking about ourselves, or you're thinking about how I sound or something like that. So there isn't anything wrong with all of that. It's just you want to start to recognize that these beautiful feelings Sid keeps pointing us toward are with us all the time. They're available all the time. And the more we look away from negative thinking and look to them, they come alive. So what I taught these couples was to nurture those feelings when they arrived. Slow down your mind and begin to nurture the nice feelings. Stay with the tenderness. Embrace it. Let it come in a little more. Like you're watering your new seeds for whatever you've planted. So you nurture them, you take care of them. It's the same gentleness you want with these beautiful feelings. Now, the other part to what we're sharing about today is that Sid has always said that the wisdom of life, the wisdom guiding you to your true purpose, lies within these beautiful feelings. It does not lie in your negative feelings. It lies in these beautiful feelings. What you're looking for your guidance in life day to day, lie in beautiful feelings. That's where the wisdom is. Now, when we look at this wisdom, first of all, well, you never are going to understand wisdom. Sid said it's hard, he can't explain it, but he starts to talk about it. He just shares his spiritual energy. That is the knowledge of the universe. But we can open up to the fact that there is an intelligence, wisdom, that is guiding us to our happiness, our well-being, and to our understanding. Sid calls it guided to find your true self. The understanding of life, the understanding of what you are truly a part of, that we all have come to awaken to some degree in understanding the three principles. But it serves us too with life. It can give us answers to what's in front of us in our lives. And that's profound. It isn't like you can make that happen, but you can begin to have faith that if you got your thinking out of the way, slowed yourself down and quieted your mind about the life in front of you, you would see something beyond your usual ideas that would help you move in the direction of the forms of these beautiful feelings, moving in the direction of generosity, moving in the direction of forgiveness, moving in the direction of understanding. It's not anything that you can think your way to. It's something to cultivate the trust and faith, the belief that it's true. Well, if you see that you are mind and that you are have within you the intelligence of the universe that we're calling wisdom, and you just begin to reflect on that, your trust and faith will come. So what do I mean? I'll give you two stories. This is about, it's not about me being smart or being an expert here, but it is me in the sense of being able to be share with you how I experience this wisdom serving me. I've shared with you before this story, but it fits here too. When I was working in a mental health clinic as part of a large medical center, and we had like 30 other mental health professionals, psychiatrists, psychologists, nurses, and staff. And every Tuesday we would have a 90-minute staff meeting to cover a number of issues or client issues or things like that. Now, what I picked up in life was to be judgmental. And so I would be judgmental about when people presented. And that judgmental thinking would come out like I would question them from a debating stance. You know, so it wasn't like a neutral questioning. So anyhow, that's how I saw my colleagues. I mean, I liked them. You know, I got along with them, but I was judgmental about them, not knowing mental health, so something like that. But then one day, this was after attending a three-day weekend with Sydney Banks and really waking up more of this understanding within me, leaving that seminar so deeply in this space of beautiful feelings, I had to really make an effort to think about where to go to get my car. Anyhow, we come to the Tuesday meeting, and we're in the meeting, and I start to get judgmental, and all of a sudden, it just comes to me. It just occurs to me. They're the same as you. They're the same energy as you. They're wanting to help their patients just like you. They're doing the best they can given how they see to be helpful. Then it went a little deeper in that they're following a calling like you have found the calling to help people. So there it is. That's what I would call the manifestation of what we've all been looking at today, wisdom. That's how life issues are helped by these beautiful feelings. I was in beautiful feelings, and I kept seeing my colleagues from a higher level of understanding. You might call it a higher level of consciousness. That's what the wisdom does. It takes you beyond your usual way of thinking. And so I had a life I had a life issue taken care of. I felt really close to my colleagues, and that never went away, really. I mean, you know, of course, you get it, you get caught in bother from the personality, you know, the personality of a colleague, but I would be able to recognize that, huh, and bring myself back to this newfound understanding. That's the saving grace of the principles. It isn't that you never, ever get wrapped up in your habitual thoughts. That's impossible in the human condition. It's too well learned. But with this understanding, you will wake up to the fact that you're caught up in your habits of thinking, and then you get your direction. You know where to look. As we started today, you look back into your beautiful feelings. So this has happened many, many, many times through 44 years now, in little small areas that I would, guide myself to wait to hear from, this wisdom. It surprises me, and it'll surprise you, and it probably has already in your life. You know, we're just looking at it together as this is really your, in a way, as Elsie Spittle says, your true nature. We're just talking about an essence that you are and what to continue to nurture. Another way that it surprised me was when I was invited to start to give talks at Three Principles conferences. And, I would kind of prep for them in the sense that I knew what they wanted me to speak about. And through the months of thinking about it, I would kind of get a point I wanted people to share. Some stories would come to mind. But nothing really coalesced. Nothing really came together for me to feel like, oh, yeah, here's how I'm going to go about it. Here's what I want to share. Honestly, now I would get all these scattered ideas and stories. They were good. They were resonating with what I wanted to share, the truth of what I wanted to share. But I didn't come together in terms of a feeling for really how I wanted to give this to people. And the first time I went to this conference to present, what occurred to me was 4 o'clock in the morning before the day I was presenting, I got into a beautiful feeling. Honestly, tears came to my eyes, and I saw it all came together. My talk all came together. Now, there it is again. Really, the intelligence of mind guiding me. And honestly, that's happened ever since. And I just have fun with that. And I don't get nervous if I don't get anything past 4 a.m. in the morning. You know? Something will occur. Sometimes it's like sitting in the audience while they introduce me, and then all of a sudden I drop into a beautiful feeling and I just know where to start. So you could see, here's the other piece here. I'm just sharing with you, not me. It's not about me. It's about what's possible for all of us. You can live in that. You can go about your day in this flow, as Sid said, the flow of life. Just live and seeing what gets pointed out to you from within. If it's negative, you're off, right? If it's a negative feeling, you're off. So you can begin to just settle down and live in that, in the flow of that. But anyhow, what I meant by life issues, the answer to life issues lie within these beautiful feelings. That's what I meant. You've got a decision to make about a job offer. Live in the nice feelings. You know, it may not give you an exact answer of take it or refuse it. It may give you something like do more research. It may give you something like call the interview people and ask a question. You see? So it isn't going to always be like at a nirvana level, you know. But I wanted to just have us all go beyond the usual thinking we have about handling life issues to what really is available for us, honestly, at any time. If you just have something in front of you and you quiet yourself down and you just kind of ask this intelligence you are and just stay with that, you'll be surprised at what may come your way. So I talked a lot here. There are a lot of people here on the call, including new people, and I want to be able to be of service to you all here on the call. I just wanted you to begin to open up to the fact that you are these beautiful feelings. You are greater than you can even imagine. You're precious. And just to wake that up more, to begin to be keep pointing yourself in that direction through the day. And so I just wanted to add that when you live in these beautiful feelings, the intelligence of mind, the wisdom's there. So I hope that was helpful to all of you. And so what I want to do is open it up to hear from you. So really, anything you'd like to share, something that you've realized about Sydney Banks' teachings or the principles, a question you have about it all, something that came to mind for you with today's presentation, anything about this understanding, feel free to share. Now, to do that, you have to press star 2 on your phone, and I'll see that, and then I can open it up for you to share. Right now, everybody's muted, and I'll unmute you. So, is this Richie?
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Richie.
I love the conversation today. Just the idea that I'm nicer than I think I am.
Yeah.
Because I certainly have a lot of critical, negative thinking about myself. And just to hear, just right at the end there, when you use the word precious, it's like, I could say like, oh, I don't want to be precious. But it felt good to hear you say that.
Yeah.
And but for my thinking, it's my thinking that gets in the way of seeing not only my own goodness, but everyone else's.
That's so true, Richie.
Yeah. I have an example of something that happened to me this morning that I'd like to share.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, you know, we just had a snowstorm here in Boston, a very unusual, and I live south of Boston and we got the brunt of it. So all day yesterday it was snowing, and I thought maybe I'd get out at the end of the day to start cleaning up, but it didn't stop. And so this morning, I just felt myself feeling nervous, a little fearful, and then I, with this understanding, it occurred to me that I had probably been telling myself for the last 24 hours or so that there's a lot of snow, I'm not getting any younger, there might be some risks of getting out there and shoveling snow. I have a and I have a machine, so I'd be blowing it around. And so it was just so nice to recognize that, yeah, I was having sensations in my body that for decades I've been labeling as not good for me, and that there was like something wrong with me for even having those feelings. But it was, and you said something, I wish I could remember the words that you used. It wasn't anything wrong or bad. It was just the way that I've learned to talk to myself.
Yeah.
That resulted in feelings that didn't feel so great. And rather than, for most of my life, rather than saying, oh, it's this feeling is just telling me that my thinking is off, I would think that there was something certain about the feeling, and then either continue to judge myself or feel bad that I was feeling bad. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Richie. That's the truth, what you just pointed out. Really nicely. Yeah. I mean, me too, you know. In fact, not only did I grow up that these feelings were important and meant something, but I was trained as a psychologist to make sure people would experience them. What a blessing, huh, to wake up to the fact that, oh, man, my thinking's off.
Yeah. And then what I was able to do was I said, well, let me just go out and tackle it. Let me just see how it is. It was much deeper than I anticipated. But I just put one foot in front of the other and got things cleaned up, had no health challenges. And it was fine. But not too long ago, I would have had that sense of fear. And, you know, then there's also the complication of, you know, I'm a big boy now. I should put on my big boy pants. I shouldn't feel fear. And so I would continue to, like, keep piling on more negative thinking on the negative sensation rather than going, it's this negative feeling is just because my thinking is a little off. If I get quiet, maybe some wisdom will occur to me, like, well, just go try it. You know, if it doesn't work out, you get somebody else to clean the driveway. You don't have to do it, but go see what happens. So I'm so grateful for this, this understanding. It's really made a tremendous difference in my life, and I appreciate you doing these teleseminars. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Richie. And I love the, again, your simple way of saying, I just recognize the way I talk to myself. It's a nice way of talking. It's a nice way of recognizing how we think about ourselves. I like that phrase, how we talk to ourselves, and just realizing that's learned. It's just habits. Thank you so much, Richie. That was really helpful to hear that from you. Anybody else that would like to share or have a question? I know some of you, being new, you might have questions about what you're hearing. Press star 2. I don't have anything more to add to today, because there's just a nice feeling right now. Can you hear the truth, the feeling again from Richie? Can you hear the feeling of it, you know, compared to it was a lightness compared to the heaviness that he talked about how he usually thought about it. You can just feel the difference. I was just mentoring a Three Principles coach earlier today. And he was talking about, like we were talking about, what's really important in sharing this understanding with clients is that you have a rapport with them, that you really see that, like what Richie said, they're the same as you. These are my words for what Richie said. They're the same beautiful feelings. They're the same precious energy that you're sitting as a coach or as a therapist with that knowing about them. And he said, well, then they must feel that. And yeah, they do. He said, it must be like some energy field. Yes, there's an energy field to love as there's an energy field to hate. And when you sit with people, like Richie just said, when you sit with people or go with people knowing they are precious, that they have the wisdom of life of the ages available to them. And if, in a way, they're you because you're the same energy. Then you are just light with people. You have understanding for them. You have understanding for them. It protects you from my habits of thinking of evaluating them and being judgmental, because they're no different than you. So, you know, we're onto something here about just practice, really. Not like you would practice the guitar. But maybe you would, if you were in this feeling, you would practice it in the same way. Just bring yourself back to beautiful feelings. Just bring yourself back to love and understanding. We can do that. And even if it, you know, is kind of an up and down or an in and out feeling, it doesn't matter. You just want to begin to help yourself move away from negative thoughts to these beautiful feelings that you truly are. One more thing, then, this sharing that people are the same beautiful feelings as you, everybody in your life is. It reminded me of a story that Chip Chipman spoke. Chip Chipman was someone who was a really great teacher of this understanding. He was really close friends with Sidney Banks, lived close to Sid and would visit him a lot, ran the school there, was on Salt Spring Island for several years. But he tells this story that he and his wife Jan took a trip, camping trip, from the east coast of Canada all the way to the west coast, to back to Salt Spring Island, which is on the west coast of Canada. And he said to Sid, he was sitting with Sid in their living room, and he was saying, then we took this trip, Sid, and every time we camped and we met other campers, we always were in the feeling of love. We just really had we had laughs, and we enjoyed these people so much. It's really surprising to us how much that happened all the way through our trip. And Sid turned to Chip and said, well, Chip, you know that when you looked at them, you saw yourself. So we're speaking to that a bit. I really don't know what Sid really meant. You know, like, for me, it's like I could really see more of where he's, what he's coming from, but it, we're touching on that. You know, we are the same energy. They have love and understanding. They are precious. And if you will see them from those eyes, your relationship with people is going to be loving. It's going to be kind. It has, it's going to be filled with understanding. And it may come back. Sid says that. You know, when you share this, it'll come back. You don't want to share to get it back, but it will. The Beatles knew this. I hope I can quote them. Oh, my God. But they said something like the love you take is equal to the love you make. There you go. So anybody else before we come to a stop today, press star 2. Well, I love being with all of you. Thank you for coming to the teleseminar. There will be a recording of today emailed to you, and there's 3 ways to listen to the recording, and all of that will be easy for you to link to. I also want to remind you that I'm going to London and I'm going to do a public talk on March 15th. And I'll be emailing the announcement to my email list that you got this announcement. So be on the lookout for that, because there's also a live streaming available as well as in person. Well, again, thank you so much for allowing me to share and making room for Richie to share his wisdom with us. It's a beautiful meeting together. And we'll see you next month. Okay, everyone. Have a good month. Bye.